I was not particularly interested in doing an art car. I was more interested in doing a car. That was my first reaction. Of course, a car is like a part of the world, and an art car has its limitations in being a part of the world, because it's an art car, it stands outside, it's outstanding, so to speak. So my interest instantly was, yeah, I would love to do an art car, but I would love even more to do a real car. So that's why I insisted on that my art car is a real car, and let's try not to call it an art car, because I just think the whole word art car is very, I guess it comes from the 70s when they started doing it and they were not as reflected about it, which is fine. But so I was intrigued by the fact that I was able to do a very unique car, a hydrogen powered car, and the whole sort of environmental discussion which is linked to that was very interesting and inspiring, I thought. And the fact that it was a real part of, it was a real car in BMW, I mean really, not a real car in terms of being on the street, but a real science project internally in the company about environmentally and sustainable questions in relation to transportation and mobility and so on. So there was a kind of a lot of material in the project. When I got the invitation, there was a lot of quite interesting questions already, which went beyond sort of design, should it be round or should it be more like a cube or something. So I think that was my initial responses. And of course, I have not worked a lot in a sort of design related, I have not designed anything, to be quite frank. And I of course find great interest and satisfaction in design related questions, but I'm not a designer, I'm an artist at the end of the day. And I think the challenge to take upon, which is more design related, even though it's a work of art, was very, very interesting also.